Hey y'all, and welcome back to the CWT podcast. I am your host T, and this is Chat with T. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoy this podcast, enjoy listening to my episodes and my awesome, beautiful voice, don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at the CWT podcast. Don't forget to leave a rating and review on Apple and Spotify. And with that being said, let's get into it. So I'm not going to keep y'all long. It's about to be a real short mini episode because I got so much in store for y'all for season two. Oh my God, I'm literally bubbling with excitement. Like, I cannot wait for y'all to hear what I have in store, the episodes I already have, you know, recorded and ready to roll. But basically, since July, you know, the last episode I released was July 28th, which is the 2-year anniversary of my celibacy journey. But since then, you know, I've took a little bit of a hiatus. I took a break, took some time off to get myself together. You know, I'm someone who I really believe in as an artist, you know, as a creator, we have to take our time to rejuvenate. We have to take our time off to replenish and, you know, allow our creative juices or our inspiration to kind of just flow, right? I can't create if I'm not all in. And I'm someone who does not like to half-ass when it comes to my creations, when it comes to my art, right? I'm all in. I don't want to hold back. And that's just how I am. So yeah, just for the past, what, like 4 months, I think it's been, it was just me, you know, learning more about myself, learning about how I can improve. And now I'm ready to just challenge myself even more to see, you know, how much higher I can go, you know, because I'm ready to shoot even higher than what I did for season one. I got into, well, I've already was into like astrology and tarot and all of that and things of that nature. I felt like I was addicted to tarot and I was always trying to predict things. I was like, hold up, like I can't become addicted to this. I need to leave room for uncertainty, even though uncertainty sucks, you know, at times. But imagine life where you were certain about every single thing that was gonna happen. That sounds so ass. I can't even tell you, right? But yeah, so I'm not into tarot right now at the moment. I, you know, had to put this aside. Like I said, I became addicted and I was always searching for answers and I became very dependent on it these past like 4 months. So yeah, that's pretty much the gist of my 4 months. Oh yeah, I also have been trying to be more healthier with my eating and, you know, what I consume, because that's so important. You know, I'm trying to prep and prepare myself and, you know, set the tone for how I want my health to be or how I would like my health to be going into 2022. So I've definitely been trying to cut back on eating a lot of red meat and cutting back on junk food. I love me some Oreos and I love chips and stuff, but I realized like it's all in moderation. So I, although I haven't cut that out of my life, I've just cut back on it. I've done some collabs a few weeks ago with Deja Murphy and Kristen. Hey, y'all. And it was good, y'all. They came in swinging, honestly. They gave really good and unique perspectives on the topics that we spoke about. And after I finished recording like all of my collabs, it really had me just thinking, like, you know how you talk to people and when you finish or even during a conversation, you be like, oof, damn. Like, I just love talking to people that are open-minded and people who can like help me look at things in a different perspective or in a different point of view. Because my way of thinking and my perspective isn't always what other people would think and how they view things. So it's always, and I'm very open-minded. So I love like talking to different people and different personalities and just trying to see like what they could teach me, what they could show me about, you know, things that we speak on. So yeah, that was pretty much it. I can't wait for y'all to hear that. My first collab with Kristen, as we talk about colorism and texturism within the Black community and also globally, that will be released on Wednesday, January 5th at 5 p.m. So make sure y'all mark y'all calendars, set y'all alarms, okay? And I definitely want to talk about waiting, right? This period of waiting, this period of allowing things to slowly and I guess gradually appear and to happen. Being on this hiatus has definitely taught me to appreciate the beauty, so appreciate the beauty in those periods of your life where you're waiting, right? I took some time off, and there were moments in my life where I had to wait, and I was trying to be patient, and I'm kind of just like, oh, when is something good gonna happen, or when is the next best thing going to come my way? And I think we all get those moments where we know something is coming, we know our blessing is coming, right? We know that it's making its way to us, but it's that period of having to wait that kind of gets us all antsy and anxious, and it's like, oh, like what's taking us so long? And I feel like we just live in a culture where we're so used to getting things so quickly, at least some things. Like your blessing isn't gonna be Amazon Prime 2-day shipping. Like you have to wait for things to come to you. And so that was me just waiting for things to come into fruition and learning to be patient and learning to appreciate the beauty and patience, when I'm waiting for things to come into fruition. And it's a process, right? You're being prepared, you're going through your preparation stage, and you're trying to remain patient, and you're looking forward to what's to come. So my advice to you, if you're kind of feeling stuck, or if you are feeling as if things aren't moving as fast as you would like it to, just be patient. Have trust that your blessing is on its way to you. Things are coming into fruition, and that you're preparing for your transition and what's to come. Alrighty, I'm just gonna close this out wishing you guys a happy holidays, a happy and safe holidays, because you'll hear this on 29th, but New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is coming, so hope that you guys are all gonna celebrate safely and have fun. Don't be around too many people, vaxxed or not, okay? Corona is still out here, and listen, she coming for everybody. She don't care who you are. Make sure that you are just being safe, right? And you're enjoying yourself. And I hope that you guys have your goals ready for 2022. I look forward to season 2, and thank you so much for tuning in to Chat with T.